Blog Talk Radio.
Prophetic Sound Podcast. Pray for your mind, pray for your soul. On Prophetic Sound Podcast, it's uplifting. God is willing on Prophetic Sound Podcast. Come on, let's praise him like this. All on one accord, and what you hear, 'cause it's uplifting. God is willing on Prophetic Sound Podcast.
Blessings and greetings. Welcome to Prophetic One Ministries and to our weekly podcast, better known as Prophetic Sound Podcast. We are so blessed to have you tonight and have you here with our family to worship the Lord, to rejoice in Him, to have an understanding that He is in control and He is concerned about what concerns you. Yes, tonight is going to be a dynamic evening of the Lord's empowerment and His light, His mercy being shined upon us like never before. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Psalms 91:1. Tonight, the Lord wants you to know that there is rest in Him. There is something more coming in Him. It's not just about what happened yesterday. It's not just about what's going to happen today. But the Lord is mapping out a light and a future for you. Come on, I need somebody to shout on that. Amen. I need somebody to know that the future that the Lord has for you in Jesus' name is not and cannot be undone by anything that the enemy is trying to throw at you right now. Amen. And so we are having just a blessed time in God. And I thank God for those of you who were on a little earlier. Please forgive the slight tardiness. We have had quite a few technical issues today. As a matter of fact, I'm here right now trying to get everything to pull up in Jesus' name. But we know that God is, again, in control. Hallelujah. And so tonight we are going to be blessed, have our socks blessed off, amen, by one of the servants of the Lord. But before we get into that, I would just like to begin to pray and release blessings over God's people. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you because all the while you are good. All the while you are lovely. Father, I thank you that before our date of display, you have been working on us all of this time, rooting us and guiding us. You have been planting us deeper and deeper in the things of you so that, Lord, when it was time to sprout up and to sprout forth, we would not be knocked over by every wind of doctrine, every care that came up, Father God. But, Lord, we are rooted and grounded in you. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you even now, Father, because, Lord, the circumstances of today are not dictating our tomorrow. We thank you, Lord, that we live in a time, Father God, where our life and normality look much different than it did on January 1st. But, Father God, we thank you, Lord, that in the difference, we recognize the good because, Lord, you said that you work all things, work for the good of those who love the Lord. And so, Father, we recognize that this time has brought us into intimacy. This time has brought us into a time of truth. This time has brought us into a place, Lord God, where there is more in our hearts to be poured out for you and to you. So, protection, Lord God, for your spirit, Lord God, to rest upon them, to be gracious unto them, to shine upon them, and to bring them peace. Father, I ask for a special anointing upon your servant, Lord God, who you have chosen to use for this evening to bring forth your light and your message. And Lord, we thank you in advance. We give you all the glory and praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. So God bless every one of you. And tonight, I just want to thank God for the servant of the Lord who I love dearly. I asked the woman of God to come on the show and just let God use her in the giftings that God has given to her. How many of you know it is just best to get it right hot off the press? Amen. And so at this time, I'd like to introduce my friend and the woman of God, Pastor Mary Ellen Gordon. God bless you, woman of God. How are you?
I am just fine and so excited to be with you this evening.
Awesome. That happened. And I literally laid hands on my computer tonight and said the day you will obey. You know? So I know that God has a dynamic plan and a word for his people on tonight. And we are excited to have you. So I'm going to read a little bit about the woman of God as soon as I can get it to pull up. There we go. So Pastor Mary Ellen Gordon seeks to live in the realm of the supernatural, where miracles are a normal part of everyday life. She is committed to miracle ministry with a passion and compassion to see all who suffer healed and totally set free for the glory of God. Having received a mandate from the Lord, let the truth be told, shouted from the rooftops. She is taking the full gospel of Jesus Christ around the world as she teaches the body of Christ how to walk in miracles, divine health, wholeness, freedom from every form of bondage. Ordained as a minister in the gospel of Jesus Christ through Full Gospel Assemblies International, Costisville, Pennsylvania, she is the president and founder of Waves of Glory Miracle Ministries, located along Lake Erie in western New York. She has launched a radio ministry, Here Comes a Miracle, where she shares what God is doing supernaturally here and around the world. Also remind her listeners that truly with God, nothing is impossible. And God has a miracle for you today. So I give God praise for the servant of the Lord. And at this time, I welcome Pastor Mary Ellen Gordon. God bless you, woman of God. Let God use you.
Well, thank you so very much, and hello to all of your listeners this evening. I am so pleased to be with you, and I pray that our time together will lift you, will lift your faith, and help you to receive the miracle that I'm sure you need today. We all need a supernatural touch from God on a daily basis, and our ministry, Waves of Glory Miracle Ministries, we believe and that miracles should be a normal part of our everyday lives. And so the thing that's on my heart tonight is, as we speak to the church, that we would arise, and be all that God has called each of us to be. We are called to walk in the supernatural, where miracles should be a normal part of our everyday lives, to live in the supernatural. This is our mandate. According to Matthew 10 and 27, it was in 2011, during the time of prayer and fasting, that the Lord spoke so clearly to me. And he said, even as according to Matthew, again, 10 and 27, let the truth be told and shouted from the rooftops. And indeed, this is our mandate and our passion to do just that here and around the world. And so tonight I am thrilled to be able to share the healing gospel with each one of you in its fullness. And we pray that even tonight you might receive that which you need, the miracles that you need. God's heart is to do a miracle in your life. Yes, we believe in miracles. We expect to walk in divine health and freedom from all torment on a daily basis. And yes, the good news is that God has a miracle for you today, and it's yours for the taking. That's right. Every miracle really has two parts. God's part, he provides the power so that you can receive what you need. But many people do not understand that we have an important part to play as well. In the little book of 3 John and verse 2, it really speaks of the healing gospel so beautifully. 3 John and verse 2 says, beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Yes, the Lord desires that we walk in a divine health each and every day, free from all torment and oppression, knowing that this is our inheritance in Christ. And so let me ask you a question tonight. Is God still doing miracles today? Do you need a miracle? Does God want to heal you? Will God heal you right now? Will he do that which is upon your heart tonight? We know from Scripture that faith comes by hearing the word. There are so many scriptures that we can point to tonight that clearly teach us that it's God's will to heal you and to help you to walk in your full inheritance in Christ. For example, Matthew 9 and 29 says, be it unto you according to your faith. As we look at the Gospels, Jesus spoke of faith more than anyone else. Psalm 84 and verse 11 says, no good thing will he withhold from those of us who walk uprightly. In Psalm 107, verse 20, he said, I sent my word and healed you, and I will deliver you, according to Psalm 34, out of all your troubles. And, of course, that familiar scripture in Psalm 61, Jesus, once again, he said, I came to heal your broken heart. We know from scripture that Jesus is our example. We read in Acts 10:38 that Jesus went about healing all who were tormented by the devil. And we know that the Great Commission is ours to partake of, for we've been called to do the same. In fact, it says in John 14, verse 12, that we are to do even greater works than our Lord Jesus did. This is an amazing scripture to think about. Acts 10 and verse 34 says that God is no respecter of persons. And so, do you believe it? Do you believe that God desires each and every one of his children, those of us who have received Christ as Savior and are born again by the Spirit of God, do we really believe that we are to do even greater works than Jesus did? Isaiah, the prophet, has also spoken very clearly of all that the Lord has done for us. In Isaiah 53, we read that he took our infirmities, he bore our sicknesses, and he carried our sorrows. Jesus also went about preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and disease among the people. For when he saw the people, he was moved with compassion. Dear one, Ways of Glory Miracle Ministries is committed to bringing the truth of the healing gospel here and around the world. And so I thank you so much for the opportunity to just share my heart with you tonight. Jesus truly is our example. He commanded unacceptable circumstances in our lives. He wants them to be turned around. He wants to cast out unclean spirits, and we know that he also laid hands on the sick. He never turned anyone away. I was teaching a class this afternoon. We have recently just opened our Waves of Glory Healing Prayer Center, which is an answer to prayer as a result of a vision that was given to me in 2009, again, during another time of prayer and fasting. It was at that time that the Lord spoke to me of opening a healing prayer center. And he said so clearly that all who enter into the prayer center would be, with all manner of sickness and disease, would be completely well. And so since 2009, we have been standing in faith, believing that the Lord would reveal to us at his appointed time where this prayer center was to be located. I spoke at the Taking It to the Streets event in August 2019. And it was at that time that a prophet that was at the event spoke a word over me and over our ministry that has truly come to pass. You see, he said that when we stepped into 2020, and I believe this is a word for you as well, when we were to step into 2020, he said that all that the Lord had called us to do would begin to happen with divine acceleration. And so the good news is that that's exactly what has happened to us. We, through a series of circumstances, the Lord revealed to us recently where this prayer center was to be, and we have been busy, especially the last couple of months, preparing the center. And it is now open, and we're preparing those who are interested to come for training as prayer intercessors. So I just want to encourage you, since the Lord, you know, so many of us, we have a need, we've been praying about something for so very long, and especially over a long period of time, sometimes it can be difficult to persevere. Again, it was in 2009, April 1st, that the Lord spoke to me about this prayer center, and here we are in 2020. Nevertheless, I just want to share with your listeners tonight that God is faithful. What he has said to you, he will do. Persevere. And to not lose heart and to continue in faith until the manifestation of what God has said comes to pass. And so I'm thankful today for the opportunity to tell you that this healing prayer center, which is called Waves of Glory Healing Prayer Center, it's located in the Gateway Building in Blaisdell, New York, not far from Hamburg. And the address, for those of you who are interested and I trust will come and visit us, is 3556 Lakeshore Road, Blaisdell, New York. We just dedicated the center last week, and we're planning on our open house to take place on July 17th, Friday evening, from 5:30 to 8:30. So we want to get the word out about the new prayer center. We're here for you. We care about you, and we want to encourage you to reach out and come visit. We we are here to pray with you, believe with you, and that whatever you need today, God will indeed provide an answer for you. It was mentioned also that we do have a radio ministry. We're in our fifth year over WDOE, and we're on the air from 8 to 8:30 Sunday mornings over again, WDOE, which is 1410 AM. So I want to invite you to tune in as well. If you, but let me just tell you that our ministry, this radio ministry, which we've entitled Here Comes a Miracle, of course, what else? Because we so believe in miracles and expect them. In our radio ministry, we want to build faith, bring comfort and encouragement to our listeners. And so every week, we even have over 140 broadcasts in our podcast, the Ways of Glory Miracle Podcast, that you can also access 24/7 by going to WDOE, which is their website, is ChautauquaToday.com. That's ChautauquaToday.com, to our Waves of Glory Miracle Podcast. And you can listen to many messages about healing and deliverance. This, yes, again, our ministry is a healing deliverance ministry. Thank you so much for allowing me to share with you tonight.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Father. So, Pastor Mary Ellen, you are now starting up your training center, and with your hopes, what is your hopes for those that come into the training center, are trained by the ministry? What then? Are we leading them out into the community? Or are we hoping for even a sprouting off to bring this training into other communities? What do you believe the vision is for the center at this time?
Well, our heart of compassion is to minister to the many in our midst that are suffering so, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual, number one. But we also want to provide instruction at the center for healing deliverance ministry. People can come in. We're planning various classes so that we can learn more about the healing deliverance ministry, which is so needed today in the church. Yes, our vision is to bring the healing gospel really hear it around the world. And we expect to be going to more countries in the near future. That is part of our mandate and the prophetic word that's been given to us recently. So we also, yes, we expect the miraculous. We expect to see more signs, miracle signs and wonders. And of course, we want to see God's precious people saved, healed, and set free. On Friday evenings, we're planning as soon as possible at the Gateway Building where we are now located. They have a wonderful auditorium, and so we're planning miracle explosions every Friday evening from 5:30 on. We're going to have a lengthy time of worship because worship is the key to the manifestation of the glory, and we are pressing in with all of our hearts to experience more of the glory of God, because we know that in the glory all things become possible. So I want to welcome and invite all of your precious people who are listening in tonight to come to these miracle explosions, which we will be having shortly.
Amen, amen. Well, I happen to be very familiar with the Gateway Building. That is a former place of employment for me. So, and it is a very beautiful building, very spacious, lots of parking, lots of lighting at night. So it's in a very safe location as well. So I'm so blessed that the Lord has put the glory in the Gateway. That is so very prophetic in itself. And so we thank God for that. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for the woman of God. I thank you, Lord, that she is stepping out, Lord God, believing you, receiving you, Father God, in the better portion, Father God, in this season, Father. She has said, I will sit at your feet, Lord, and I will receive the things of God. And so, Father, we pray that, Lord, that this time, this seed that has been planted for you will grow fruit in your likeness, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that you are no longer, I see the Lord saying that there is no longer a concern of what, when, where, and how, that now this is the time just to kind of go with the move of God. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the wave of glory, Lord God, and as she is surfing the wave, she's riding the top of that wave, Lord, she will go where the wave goes. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord, that it is not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, oh God, that these things are being done. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, at this time, we're going to open up the lines. Amen. We're going to open up the lines. If anyone has a question, needs prayer, me and Pastor, we're going to be here. We're going to work it on out. Amen. So line ending in 1264. God bless you. The line is open.
Yes, praise the Lord. God bless you, Brother Andrew. Amen. And I thank God for the word today. Thank God for the speaker that talk about miracles and everything. And I'm just believing God, amen, to do great and mighty things, to bless her ministry, to bless your ministry. And I would appreciate if she have a word of prayer with me. Brother Andrew, God bless you.
Okay, amen.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Amen. Go ahead, Pastor.
Do you have a special need that you'd like us to lift up for you?
Yes, family restoration. Yes, I have a goddaughter named Tanisha Alexander. I just want to pray for her that God restore that relationship and touch her mind and her spirit, and then pray for me.
Okay. Thank you so much for your request. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our brother tonight. We lift up this relationship that is upon his heart, and we come into agreement for the healing of this relationship. We thank you, Father, that you are a restorer, that with you nothing is impossible. And so we thank you for bringing the healing into the family, into this relationship that he so desires. And Lord, you know what's on his heart tonight, the needs that he has. Father, you are no respecter of persons. And so we lift up tonight whatever the needs may be. And we thank you, Lord, that you are at work, that you know and understand all that is needed. And we thank you. The miracle. Yes, the miracle that you have for our brother tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Brother Andrew. Thank you so much for coming. It's good to hear from you. Okay, I'm going to open up the line ending in 2260. 2260. God bless you. The line is open. Last call. Okay. Line ending in 7463. 7463, God bless you. The line is open.
What's going on, Holy Spirit? I break every assignment of the enemy that can't get through in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Open it up, Holy Spirit. Open it up, Holy Spirit. I can't think of...
Okay. Amen. 7463, God bless you.
Come on, I break through Simon Devil.
We can hear you. God bless you.
Hello?
Hello, how are you? Hello, how are you?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on this evening?
Well, right now I just need prayer for my lower back.
Okay, praise God. Amen. Pastor, you want me to pray or would you like to pray?
Oh, I'd love to have you pray.
Amen.
And I will agree with you.
Okay, so here we go. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord God, that you are the God of both heaven and earth, Lord. And these earthly vessels have to come into alignment, Lord God, unto you. And so, Father, right now, we decree and declare a thing, and it shall be established. We decree, Father God, that the healing power of the Lord be released right now over this woman of God, that you will touch her back, every vertebrae, Father God, every area of tension, Father God, every nerve, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will correct curvatures of the spine in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God, right now, that she will be healed in an instant, Father God. I'm reminded of the word that you spoke to the centurion, Lord God, when the centurion said, you don't have to come. It only takes a word. I'm a man of authority. And I thank God that we are men and women of God. We are men and women of authority. So, Father, we command that back to come into alignment with the word of God. We decree that it shall be so. We declare that it is already finished. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Lord God, I thank you. Absolutely, absolutely. And if you have some anointing oil in your home, when you come out of the shower, this is just what I see. I see you kind of just rubbing a little oil right there in the small of your back. And I don't know if that's where it's hurting, but that's where I see you rubbing. And I'm just saying to do that until the manifestation comes. I believe that it's a point of contact and an act of faith to activate what you need God to do in your body.
Okay.
Amen?
God bless you both. Thank you very much.
Amen. God bless you. Love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
May I just say a word for a moment?
Absolutely.
To our listener. According to Luke 10 and 19, dear one, Jesus said that he has given us all authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. And so I just want to encourage you as a believer in Christ, if you've been born again, you are anointed, and I want to encourage you to use the power and authority that's been given to you to come against the pain that you may feel at any time in your body or any physical symptoms. When we know from Scripture that the Lord has made every provision for us, and he has provided relief from pain, from every kind of infirmity. So I just wanted to say in the name of Jesus that we come against this pain that you're experiencing in your back. And we say, be healed. Be healed in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
For the glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Okay. We are now going to the line that ends in 1021. 1021. God bless you. The line is open. Okay, last call, 1021. Okay, praise God. Well, I thank God for each and every one of you that has called in tonight, those of you who are listening online, those of you who are listening by shortwave radio. We thank God for you. We thank God for our listeners. Amen. Without you here, we would not be here. It is more than just a small moment in time, but we realize that this word is being expanded right now, and it is covering the earth. And we thank God for his glory, his wondrous glory. He is making things new. His creative ruach that is being released even on the line now, thank God for that. So if there is a need that has been unspoken, we believe that the power of God is being released even on the thoughts that you may have, the needs that have not been spoken. And so we release that word now in the name of Jesus. Again, I thank God for the woman of God. I thank God for her light that is shining very bright. Amen. From the gateway. That is so prophetic. From the gateway. Amen. And we thank God that it's the gateway over the waterway. Amen. And we thank God that the Lord is reversing curses. Even now in the name of Jesus, he's reversing spells and things that have been spoken over the headwaters in this region as the gateway is being anointed. My God, I hear you, Lord. And so, Father, we thank you. Listen, if you want to link up, be part of what God is doing in Waves of Glory Ministries, please feel free to email Pastor Mary Ellen at Waves of Glory at, what is the email address, woman of God? I'm so sorry.
It's Ways of Glory Miracle, Ways of Glory Ministry at gmail.com. Ways of Glory Ministry at gmail.com.
Amen. Amen. Please get a hold of the woman of God. Be praying for her and the ministry that God has given unto her in the name of Jesus. For those of you who would like to give, most of you are familiar to how to give to Prophetic Wind, but tonight I'm going to ask that you would give for Wave of Glory Ministry. Do you have a PayPal address, woman of God?
I have opened up one recently in my name, but we are not regularly using PayPal, but we certainly want to learn how to do that more efficiently.
Okay, don't worry about it. I will have, okay, so you guys can give to Prophetic Wind, and then I will give it to Pastor Mary Ellen. So if there is anything that comes in tonight, Pastor Mary Ellen, this offering is going to go to you, just so you know. So we're going to go through paypal.me/prophetic wind. And then you can also go to Cash App at $Letitia, LATSHIA, Gardner, GARDNER, Smith, SMITH. And I'm asking that everyone will at least give $10 tonight. That's not a whole lot. I just want to be able to bless the woman of God with something because we want to plant a seed into what she is doing. Amen. So, I want to ask Pastor Mary Ellen, when is your first, do you know when your first courses are going to be held yet or no?
Well, at the present time, we're doing training for prayer intercessors. I think we just finished session 3 this afternoon, but we will be
advertising and setting up a schedule. I've written two books, and the first is Believe and Receive Your Miracle Today, and we're going to be having a class that will help every, your listeners, help each of us to receive the miracles that we need. And so we'll be having a class on that coming up. And my second book is called Miraculously Set Free, which is those things are coming up. And yes, we'll be having classes on healing and deliverance so that we can all learn more and become more effective for the Lord in the ministry.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so you have Pastor Mary Ellen's contact information. We give God praise for tonight. We will not be on this week for Wednesday and Thursday. I have actually canceled the broadcast. I have some things that I have to take care of locally, so I've had to kind of do an eeny, meeny, miny, moe. So we will be back next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday evening. Next week is our revival week. Amen. So we will have revivalist prophetess Angela Fox. She'll be coming on Tuesday, what is that, the 24th? Just one second. My goodness. The 23rd. Tuesday, the 23rd. Then we will have Prophet Will Riddle on the 24th, and then we will have Revivalist Stephen Powell on the 25th. So please let your friends know, get the word out. This is going to be a very dynamic week. And after next week, we will be going to our once-a-week schedule every Friday night at 7 p.m. starting on July 3rd with Apostle Gwyneth Stan kicking that off. Amen. So I am so blessed for each and every one of you that have come tonight. I thank God for each of you. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray blessings upon blessings upon blessings upon your people. We thank you for their listening ear. We thank you for their loyalty and their faithfulness. And Father, we ask right now in Jesus' name that you will release in great abundance your will, plan, and purpose over their life, that nothing will be lacking, nothing will be broken in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we thank you for caring for your people so much in this season, Father. Lord, I just keep remembering you when you spoke to me, I stopped the world for my people. And so, Father God, I thank you, Lord, that there is something more that is bubbling up and percolating up, Lord God, and we are here for it. We are here to receive it, and we bless your holy name. We give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So we will see you next week. I know that it's odd. We're usually on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, but this is going to be a different week. So we will see you next week, the 23rd, at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with guest speaker Prophetess Angela Fox. We love you, and we give God praise, and we say good night. God bless you. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I did the benediction. Pastor Mary Ellen, please yes. Say goodbye to the people. I'm so sorry.
No, that's perfectly all right. I just want to say thank you for allowing me this time with you all, and I just want to bless you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, and may the Lord's countenance rise upon you and give you his peace. God bless you.
God bless you. Shalom, shalom, and good night.